Hollywood Hypocrisy, DiCaprio, Coldplay. Streisand, DeGeneres among celebrities pushing corporate giants to press Congress to pass Biden's tax-raising climate agenda. By Warner Todd Houston on September 23, 2021. A horde of Hollywood elites, including Leonardo DiCaprio, Lady Gaga, Barbara Streisand, Justin Timberlake, Billie Eilish, and more, have signed onto an open letter demanding corporations like Facebook, Apple, Warner Media, Netflix, Walt Disney, Amazon, and ViacomCBS to pressure Congress to pass the Joe Biden White House's environmental agenda. Climate change has arrived on our doorstep. California is on fire. Record-breaking and deadly storms are flooding New York City. Hurricanes are devastating the Gulf. This summer alone, nearly one in every three people in the United States experienced an extreme weather event, states the letter. Scientists warn that if we fail to act now, every single one of us will feel the impacts. A billion people will be displaced, and low-income people and communities of color will continue to be hit first and worst. Celebrity signatories also include John Legend, Sigourney Weaver, J.J. Abrams, Billie Eilish, Chris Evans, Jimmy Fallon, Selena Gomez, Hugh Jackman, and Jimmy Kimmel. The letter is aimed at the entertainment industry, and the co-signers want major corporations to push Congress to pass the Biden administration's climate agenda. The stars signing the demand have been called hypocrites over their pleas to solve climate change. Leo DiCaprio, for instance, has spent years flying private planes all across the world not only for his movie roles, but for his life of partying. DiCaprio also owns multiple million-dollar homes spread across the world, including his own island off the coast of Belize. Ellen DeGeneres' carbon footprint could be larger. She has bought a dozen multi-million-dollar homes across the country, though she hasn't kept all of them in her real estate portfolio. NBC's The Voice star John Legend is also part of the effort, despite being constantly called out for flying around on private jets. Despite the hypocrisy of this group of globe-trotting celebs, they are demanding change. The group partnered with NRDC Action Fund to build political ties to affect the change they desire. Congress has a once-in-a-generation opportunity to invest in a clean, just, and equitable future for all by passing the robust climate action that President Biden called for in his Build Back Better agenda, they write in the letter. The letter also claims that Biden's radical climate agenda will create healthier communities, put millions to work in clean energy jobs, and free us from the fossil fuels that are driving climate change. The group adds that the entertainment industry stands in a position to force the U.S. government to push the agenda to invest in the low-income communities and communities of color. This is the same industry that is working hand-in-hand with the world's biggest polluter, China, to make billions of dollars on entertainment products that cost billions more to produce. Instead of spending that money on those low-income communities and communities of color they want everyone else to fund. China is so uninterested in fighting climate change. The country's Communist Party has proclaimed that polluting is a human right. A Chinese Communist Party official recently insisted that polluting the earth is a basic human right of development. The letter from the Hollywood elites, of course, didn't mention China or its massive role in carbon emissions and polluting the ocean. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.